Hi, welcome to Discoveryland Online. My name is Miss Michelle, and this is my friend, Miss Evelyn. In God's big story today, we're going to hear all about how Jesus is going to come to earth again in the clouds.
That is so cool.
When we look at the clouds, sometimes they look like different things. Do you ever pick things out of the clouds like, oh, there's an elephant or there's a bear? Well, guess what? Today, we're going to do something really, really cool. We're going to see what shapes we can make with this shaving cream. I love this so much. Just like clouds, we can make different shapes, okay? Now let me see.
Ooh.
What can I make? I can make a... All right, let me see here. I need to rub it out just a little bit. And what do you think I'm making? Can you tell what that is?
Ooh,
good job! It's a heart. All right, Miss Evelyn, do you want to try and make one?
Yes, I'm so excited. This is so much fun.
I know, and it smells good too.
It does. Let's put the shaving cream on. All right, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Let's see what I can make. See if you can guess what she's doing.
All right, let's get it all smooth.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is it? Can you guess what it is?
Oh, they got it! It's a Christmas tree!
Right. You did
this
so good.
This is so good. They did such a good job.
Yes.
Let's try one more. My fingers are so full of shaving cream here, but I'm going to see if they can get this one. Ready? That's a failed star. Sorry. Okay. How about no?
Let's try again.
All right. Yeah. How about less shaving cream? Okay. Let's try this.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Good job, guys.
You're right. Christmas present.
Yes. That was so much fun making different shapes.
It was.
Just like the clouds make different shapes. We will read in God's big story that one day, Jesus will come and meet us in the clouds. Our wonder truth today is Jesus, point up, and then go, will return, and do a waving motion with both of your hands.
I like that.
Yes.
Today we'll learn about how Jesus is coming again. We celebrate the first time he came as a baby. We can be excited to know he's coming back someday. Let's sing and worship Jesus, celebrating that he is coming again.
God sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, we will tell everyone. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, Son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. God sent his son, he's the savior of the world, and now we can call him friend. Jesus Savior, Jesus Savior, Savior of the world, Savior of the world. is here. Clap your hands louder now. Christmas time is here. Jump up and down. Shout it out. Christmas time is here. Jesus, God's gift to me. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, I'm gonna dance and sing, 'cause you're too wonderful. God, that you made me and I am your kid. Jesus loves me so much. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I wonder this is true.
Hey guys, do you remember our friend Tack the Curious Cat? She's always asking questions, and she's got a pretty good one for us today.
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. And I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is? It makes a loud and pretty noise.
Is it a musical instrument?
Yes, you're right. Can you guess what kind? It's one you blow in.
A flute.
No, it's not a flute. Kids, can you think of any musical instruments that you blow into? Listen, I think I hear it playing now.
Oh, that's a trumpet.
Yes, that's what I'm curious about, a trumpet. I love the sound, but I've never tried to play one before. Has anyone ever heard a trumpet in real life? Has anyone ever tried to play a trumpet? Or have you heard a family member or someone else play one? Sometimes they're played on special occasions.
You're right, Tack. It does make a beautiful sound. We're going to learn in God's big story today about Jesus coming back for us. And that is one of the sounds that we will hear when Jesus returns. We will also hear sounds of angels singing. It's okay if you don't know how to play the trumpet. The Bible says we will hear the trumpet and the angels' song, and Jesus will come back for us. Let's learn more about what it will be like.
That sounds amazing. I can't wait to hear more about it. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Kids, have you ever been curious about something? Let's take a moment and think. What sound are you curious about? What do you hear that makes you curious? We all see and hear things that make us curious. What sounds might we hear when a king or a queen is coming? What do you think we will hear to let us know Jesus is coming? Those are all good guesses. Today, we'll discover that Jesus will return.
All right, let's get ready for God's big story. Can you put on your pay attention glasses?
Mine are on.
What are yours, Miss Michelle?
Well, mine are kind of foggy right now. I'm not quite sure why.
Oh, yeah, I really can't see you in there.
I don't know what the deal is.
All right, okay, let's put on our listening ears.
Okay.
Oh, those aren't ears. Those are antlers, Miss Michelle.
Well, I'm in the, like, a moose mood.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Good. Okay. All right, and then we have to listen to the story, so we have to zip, lock, and button on three.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Zip, lock, and button.
Okay.
Well, they did a good job with that. Now we need to get our hearts ready and prepared, okay? So let's bow our heads and let's pray. God, thank you for each of these kids watching this video. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for speaking to us. Help us to learn more about you and how you love us. Thank you for your promise for Jesus to return. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. You might have heard the word Advent around Christmas time. Have you heard that word, Miss Michelle?
I absolutely have.
Me too. Okay. Advent means the arrival of someone very special.
Ooh.
Who do we celebrate arriving on earth at Christmas time?
Oh, I know.
What? Who is it, Miss Michelle?
Jesus!
You're right. Good job. That's right. It's Jesus.
We celebrate him coming as a baby. And the Bible tells us that for many, many years before Jesus came, people waited for him. They knew God had promised a king. When we celebrate Advent, we celebrate Jesus coming as a baby to be our king and our savior. But that's not the end of the story.
Nope, that's definitely not the end. Before Jesus left his friends and went back to heaven, he promised he would come back again. So now, just like the people had to wait for Jesus to come the first time, we will keep waiting for him to come again the next time he comes. He will take us with him to heaven.
Ooh, it can be hard, so hard to wait for something exciting to happen. That's why God doesn't make us wait alone. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us as we wait. The Holy Spirit is God, and he is with us.
Yes. One day we will be with Jesus in person, the way the shepherds were when they saw Jesus in the manger.
Wow.
How can we wait patiently for the day Jesus returns? How do we wait patiently? What do we do?
Well, on the night he was arrested, Jesus' closest friends were so sad and upset. Don't be upset, Jesus told them. Jesus told them to trust in God and in him. He said he was going to prepare a place for his followers in heaven. Jesus promised he will come back and bring his followers with him. How do you think his followers felt when he said that? Show me with your face.
Did you catch that? Jesus said he will return, and when he does, he will take his friends to be with him.
Yes.
When we follow Jesus, we are also his friends, and one day we will be with Jesus in real life too. That means we'll be able to see and touch Jesus.
Oh, wow. I can't even imagine. A man named Paul, along with his friends Silas and Timothy, wrote in the Bible more about the hope we have in Jesus.
They said, you don't need to be sad when people die. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe that Jesus will return.
Yay!
The Lord himself will come down from heaven.
When he does, we will hear a blast from God's trumpet. And those who believe in Jesus, who have already died, will rise first to meet him. Then those who are still alive will meet Jesus in the air, and we will be with him forever.
I am so excited.
I know, right? When Jesus returns, whether we're alive or if we aren't anymore, we will greet Jesus with joy, and the wait will be over. For now, we have hope. Jesus is coming again, and we'll see him face to face. We will get to walk with him. We'll get to talk with him, you guys. Oh my goodness, Miss Evelyn, we'll even get to hug him.
I am so excited.
Jesus is going to return and we will be with him forever.
We're going to work together to build a mansion or a big house like the one Jesus is building in heaven.
Ooh, fun.
Yes, we'll take turns adding one block to make the tower bigger.
Okay.
All right. When it's your turn to put the block on the tower, say something you're thankful for about God.
Awesome.
All right. Should I go first?
Okay, go for it.
Okay. I am so thankful that God loves me.
Ooh, that's a good one. And I am thankful that God forgives me.
Yes. Okay, it's your turn. Are you ready? I'm going to put the block on for you. You are so thankful that God... Good job.
That's a good one.
That's awesome.
I didn't think about that one.
Nope,
I didn't either. I didn't either.
Okay, I'm going to go again. I am so thankful that God protects me.
Ooh, I love that one. I am so thankful that God is always with me.
Yes, I love that. Ooh. Yes.
This last one, I'm going to put this on for you. So think hard. What are you thankful for? That is an amazing tower, you guys. A tower of thankfulness we have built together, brick by brick, one block at a time. We all pitched in and worked together to make it a tall and a big tower. God heard everything that you shared and Miss Evelyn and myself, and it makes him happy to hear us thanking him.
Okay, let's fold our hands and let's say a prayer together. God, thank you for Jesus. Thanks for sending him to earth the first time a long time ago so we can have a relationship with you. And thank you that he is going to come again someday too. Help us be prepared. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, guys, it's time for our blessing. So let's hold our hands up like we're going to receive something. Jesus came to earth as a baby. And before he left, he promised he would return. Children, may you live in faith, knowing God loves you and that Jesus is coming again someday for us to take us to his forever home in heaven with him.